feet and head. These are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head. These are the body parts of the squid. Head and feet, feet and head. These are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head. These are the body parts of the squid. First you clean it and skin it and pound it and slice it and all of your kids say
ew.
Then you bread it and fry it in garlic and butter just like Grandma used to do. And you tell everyone that it's calamari and that sounds ever so fine. Till they learn a squid has come to the party and they refuse to dine. On head and feet, feet and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Head and feet, feet and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head, these are the body parts of the squid. It's calamari, it's calamari, no longer a squid. It's calamari, just like the pasta becomes spaghetti. Now the squid, she is calamari. So serve the pasta, serve the bread, serve the salad, and serve the squid. Heads and feet are part of the deal. Heads and feet make a very good meal. You say try it, you will like it, and they find it hard to believe. So they do, and they did love the body parts of the squid. Mangia pasta, mangia pane, mangia tutti calamari, 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 mangia tons of calamari. First you clean it and skin it and pound it and slice it and all of your kids say
ew.
Then you bread it and fry it in garlic and butter just like Grandma used to do. And you tell everyone that it's calamari and that sounds ever so fine. Till they learn a squid has come to the party and they refuse to dine. On head and feet, feet and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Head and feet, feet and head, these are the body parts of the squid. Mantle and feet, mantle and head, these are the body parts of the squid.
That was Nancy Stewart from Sing a Song of Science, and before the break you heard Fred with King Squid from Ukulele Awesome Sauce. Over the break, Broke for Free brought us Feel Good. Squid are amazing. They're essentially mollusks without protective shells, and they're like the psychedelic acrobats of the ocean with the ability to rapidly change colors to match the seas around them. They squirt ink to hide and fool their predators. These invertebrates are the fastest swimmers in the ocean, and the colossal squid is the largest. Their eyes are as big as footballs and can display bioluminescence. Imagine that looking at you in your submarine. Several species of squid can be self-luminous. Scientists estimate that 75% of open ocean squid are bioluminescent. Bioluminescence is caused by an internal biochemical reaction in the squid's light organs, which can be found on the eyelid, eyeball, tentacles, and other surfaces of their bodies. There are more than 300 species of squid found in all depths of the ocean, everywhere on Earth. You can learn a lot more about squid in our learn-along guide for this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for squid. This is Marcia and the Positrons, right here on the Children's Hour.
fingernails.
No,
toes.
They're missing something.
Hair. Hair.
Begins with a B.
Bagels. Bialys.
Bone.
Bone.
They've got
bone.
No bones. They're invertebrates. No spinal columns. It's true they have no bones. Have no bones. And though they may be fast when they swim under the sea, on land they can't stop like you and me. And on land they can't shake like you and me. And on land they can't dance like you and me. Giant squid have very large brains, so it's likely that they're also really smart. They've got the largest eyes around, and I know how strange it's gonna sound, but they've got three instead of just one beating heart. But you know what? The squid are missing something too. Right, it's bones. Want to sing about it? Let's sing.
Bones,
they've got
bones.
No bones.
Marinara sauce, hold.
Hold the bones.
Hold the bones. Hold on. Hold the rest of the octopus, too.
Squid, squid, with your tentacle fangs. 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 Squid, a squid's got a beak like a bug. Squid, a squid's got a beak like a bug. Squid, a squid's got a beak like a bug. Squid, a squid's got a beak like a bug. Squiddy squid swims up, squiddy squid swims down. Squiddy squid swims up, squiddy squid swims down. Squiddy squid swims up, squiddy squid swims down. All the colors of a rainbow squid, and I wish.
purple and blue. You're all the colors of a rainbow squid, and I wish I was a rainbow too. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. You're all the colors of a rainbow squid, and I wish I was a rainbow too. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. You're all the colors of a rainbow squid, and I wish I was a rainbow too. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. You're all the colors of a rainbow squid, and I wish I was a rainbow too. I wish I was a rainbow too. I wish I was a rainbow too. I wish I was a rainbow too.
That was Poco Drum right here on the Children's Hour with Rainbow Squid. In the background, Poddington Bear. We're learning about squid today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Katie Stone. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a message on our SpeakPipe audio. You can find it at our contact page at childrenshour.org. Learn more with us by finding that Learn Along Guide and tell a teacher. It meets and cites educational standards, and it makes learning about biology a lot of fun. This is Perry Grip, right here on the Children's Hour.
Happy Squid lives beneath the sea, dreaming fancy dreams for you and me. Far below the waves, in his secret cave, playing in the brine, drinking peppermint tea. Drinking peppermint.
Far across the ocean, on the other side of the world, Admiral Raisin Toast lifts his fist to the sky and proclaims,
"Avast ye, happy squid! I'll find ye one day! I'll find ye!"
Got time for just one more on the Children's Hour. This is Michael and the Rock Ness Monsters. We'll catch you next time.
If I were an octopus, I'd like to dance. And I'd wear an eight-legged pair of purple pants. I'd dance on the sand, with my mother, my father, my son, and my daughter. I'd dance. If I were an octopus, if I were an octopus,
we're all wet and gooey and squishy. I'd dance on the water, I'd dance on the land. I'd dance in a rock and roll octopus band. I'd dance, oh, if I were an octopus.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Thanks to Dr. Sarah McAnulty from Skype a Scientist for being with us today. We had production help from Gus Tafoya and Daniel Lentz. Our learning guide was written by Lorraine Archibald, and our show was recorded at Outpost by Chad Shear.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.